Welcome to our pre-show. You know, I'm working on a rap project. I'm working on a hip-hop project. You know, it would be just a matter of time. And as you know, it's going to be about sexual dysfunction. And it will be in conjunction with our friend Steve Dooley. And it'll be soon. The only thing that is there's a lot of different choices, things you have to do. If you look at, you know, if you don't like something, whatever it is, in my line of work, and I happen to like hip-hop, but there's aspects of it that I think are kind of curiously fucked up, like, you know, how much these guys talk about their dicks, you know, and how much money they have, which is fine, and I think it's great, but it makes, you know, me feel inferior because of, well, actually, I'm saying that just to make a lot of you guys feel better because I actually I have enough money and my dick is pretty decent size. So I'm just, remember, I'm just kidding around here. Well, not really, but, well, it's, you know, okay. My dick is big. I don't have that much money. All right, so it's actually the opposite. I have a whole lot of money and I don't, you know. So So my hip-hop project is going along swimmingly. What I'm trying to say is I'm going to be coming out with some... And the reason why I started out saying, if you don't like something, if there's aspects of things you don't like, the best thing to do with it is to have yourself a little bit of a satirical kind of satire thing with it, you know? Let's see. Understand, Phil. When I do another sweep someone tomorrow on YouTube, I will take a hard look at your... channel. Yeah, see, our YouTube channel right now, by the way, you can go to YouTube and you can go to the Phil Hendry YouTube channel and check out some free webisodes, animated webisodes from the show, you know, and I think it's kind of a groovy thing, so check that out. Okay. Just testing 1 2 3
sound like my mic, right?
Former Walking Dead actress is sentenced to 18 years in prison. We will give you that news here in just a moment. But this is not really... This show is not about reading news. This part of the show is about prepping for the show in general. And that means I free associate. I talk about different things. I show you different things. And I... Sometimes I'm here. Sometimes... It's scaring me what I'm about to say. Sometimes I'm doing this portion of the show. See, I'm always going to be on about this, man. It's just never going to fucking change this goddamn light. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I got to call Elaine. Hey, Alex, if you're watching, man, could you call Elaine? Could you ask her? I don't have the fucking time right now, man. Would you please ask her what's going on with all of our different projects? One of which, of course, is the fucking digital board. Right on. Yesterday, by the way, for the first time in a long time, I forgot to turn the goddamned video cast on, which was a oversight. I thought it was, anyway. I don't know. Now, you never know what you get with this goddamn pre-show. Look at this. Vote now. So when I attempt to print off this Variety article, and I did want to go to you, Variety, first. I wanted to go to your... page, but I'll tell you what, if you'd rather I not print your page, I certainly understand that. I simply was going to go to the Berlusconi sex thing overturned, but I can go to some other thing for that. That's what I'm going to do right now. All kinds of shit in the news, huh? All kinds of shit in the news. Isn't that a fucked up world? I heard a guy say yesterday, we hope this isn't the Franz Josef moment. What he meant by that was when Franz Josef was assassinated by a Serbian nationalist in 1914, that would in June of 1914, Franz Josef, who was the Archduke, the Archduke's nephew, he was a Duke, Duke Franz Josef, and his wife, Sophie, and they were paying a visit to Sarajevo in Bosnia, in Yugoslavia. I don't know what country it was then. Sarajevo is in Yugoslavia, and now it's in Bosnia, Serbia. Anyways, paying a visit to, at that time, a part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, which was all of that, Serbia, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Macedonia, all of the, or not Macedonia, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Croatia, all that shit down there, was a part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. And the Austro-Hungarian Empire was an empire, like most empires, that had lost its reason for being. Why do we have an empire? What is that about? Why, you know, there was a time when empires were important, and then the empires weren't important anymore. You know, you have the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire was great because it spread whatever it spread. It spread Roman this and Roman that. It spread Roman, shit, and it spread Roman seed, and it spread Roman. And then it began to lose its relevance as the Roman Empire began to not spread so much as tank. See, that's when empires begin to lose their relevance. Now, before you start jumping all over that and saying, as many of the very minuscule minds out there in Twitter and Facebook land will do, I know not you guys, they will say this, aha, America is doing exactly the same thing. No, it's not. And with every era and with every century and with every new, you know, phase in history, the way the world interacts changes. America is not the British Empire any more than it's the Roman fucking Empire. Well, why is that, Phil? Well, gee, I don't know. All you have to do is look around and you can see that America, unlike the Roman Empire, for instance, has far more communication, has far more public involvement. The people of this country are far more involved in the governing of their country than the Romans were involved in the governing of theirs. And why do you say it? Well, because, well, how can you say, I mean, the Romans were actually physically, no, they had slaves. They had a regressive, they had a primitive society compared to ours. Okay, they had a primitive fucking society compared to ours. So with that primitive society they had compared to ours, they didn't have as swift a way of dealing with shit. Even the very smartest Roman, the most intelligent, most informed Roman of the time, was at a disadvantage compared to the average dumb fuck sitting in front of a computer today. Because even the dumbest motherfucker that we have in this world today can go in front, and I'm talking, when I say dumb, I don't mean someone who is you know, mentally disabled. I'm talking about a regular citizen who just is a lazy motherfucker. Even that lazy son of a bitch can go to a computer and can grab facts and can grab information more rapidly than any Roman, even the highest of the high, even the emperor himself or the president of the Senate or whatever they had, could possibly imagine. So they were at a distinct disadvantage in Rome. They had no options. They had no lesson of history either. That's the other thing. History wasn't valued in those days. It wasn't valued anywhere near as much as it's valued today. And by the way, I haven't seen it, and I probably am being very prejudgmental, but that's what we do on this show. This epic rap battles of history that I keep seeing popping up on YouTube, you're starting to really irritate me. I like hip hop. I listen to it, so it isn't that. I think it's the derivation that I am sensing from Drunk History, which, as you know, I can't fucking stand, and it's probably something that's held me back in my life. If there's one thing I can't take, it's fucking derivative shit. People that rip people off. people that are doing someone else's act, people that see something and go, I'll do that and make money at it too. Of course, you can't do it as well as the originator, so you'll just do a shitty, pale imitation of that, and that will sell to the assholes. See, don't give the assholes the best. Give the assholes some derivation. Oh, you calling the audience assholes? Yeah, pretty much. I mean, on any given day, they're calling me an asshole, so... I mean, you know, this shit goes both ways, folks. As much as I love my listeners and appreciate the fuck out of the business that I get, on any given day, I'm an asshole to you and you're an asshole to me. So just understand that there isn't really a thought that you, if to the extent that you even think about me, there isn't a thought that you have about me that I probably haven't had about you. You want to fuck me? I probably wanted to do the same to you, although in different ways. Now, the fuck am I looking at, man? Is that George Reeves? I'm looking at the face of a guy. This looks exactly like George fucking Reeves. Oh, well, you missed it. This guy here in the shirt and tie. This looks like what George Reeves Superman would look like if he were alive today. Well, if he were alive in the 70s. I mean, if he were alive today, he would look like he would look skeletonized. But that looks like Superman, doesn't it? The guy used to play Superman? Now put that... Yeah, there you go. Now you put the thing on, and then you wrap it around... God damn, you don't know what you're doing, do you, son? I guess this is World War II and how they taught the guys to put shit... What is that that guy's wearing? Turn around, let me just see what... Yeah, see, doesn't that look like... I'm not making a... I don't want to hang with this too much. All right. Oh, it's a life vest. It's some kind of a life vest to help inflate... So this is World War II. They were showing the guys what they could wear, what they should wear. Now they're going to, as they got off the, landing craft, see if that fucking thing floats this guy. It does. And that's fine. Except it didn't work out that way when those poor fuckers got off that goddamn landing craft at D-Day. They just sunk right to the fucking bottom. I guess a lot of these flotation things did not necessarily work. You know, if you're having to jump out of that landing craft, you got on boots. All right, you got all that heavy equipment.
Well, what are we going to talk about today, Phil? Because I see you doing all of your little pre-show shit, but I don't know that that's going to... I don't know that that's going to play, as you like to say, in the...
Here, Berlusconi is the guy. Berlusconi. This is the guy. There we go. Berlusconi, underage sex conviction overturned. Silvio Berlusconi, underage sex conviction overturned. A surprise to Milan Court of Appeals overturned a conviction of paying sex for an underage girl and then abusing his power in trying to cover it up. An unexpected victory for the embattled conservative leader. Italia. Well, we were just talking about Rome, and there it is. There's what's left of Rome now. So what do we have here? This is training for D-Day. This is the training that they did. This is how they showed them, you know, well, you got to do this and you got to do that. Go down the beach and go down here, okay? No enemy activity on our... simulated from Jersey Angel, casualties 27 April 44. See, this is April 1944. They were simulating the D-Day landing. And trying to figure out how many casualties there would be. They had no fucking idea what they were getting into. Which, of course, is the way it is in the military. As they often say, everything goes wrong that's supposed to go wrong or that shouldn't go wrong. It does go wrong. April 28, you see these different KIA. They estimate... in these different war games they were having, what kind of casualties they would have. Ambulatory survivors, 257. Litter cases, 33. 18 wounded. See, this is a wishful thinking on the part of the army as they were training. Okay, so a lot of fucking crazy ass shit, which we're not going to talk about on the show, but I guess I probably ought to, you know, weigh in a little bit on some of this bullshit, you know, like, I don't really have to weigh in on it. I don't give a flying fuck, to be honest with you. The Ukraine thing, you know, we've seen it all before. You know, the bitches got him, in the words of Lil Wayne, seen it all before, the bitches got him in. This shit is a conflict between the motherfucking Mother Russia and the Ukraine, and somebody was flying over that shit. Now, to talk about a war zone, and why were they flying over a fucking war zone? There was no indication to civil authorities. There was no official announcement. There was nothing from the United Nations. There's nothing that is no traffic is getting rerouted. No commercial traffic rerouted around Ukraine. And the fact that that plane was shot down is not so much because they were at the wrong place at the wrong time. That's one thing. But you've got terrorists operating on the fucking ground, murdering civilians. Now that's what they do. I understand that it was probably a mistake. I get it. So this man, Mr. Berlusconi, was wrongfully convicted according to this court in Milan. An appeals court has overturned a conviction of former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi of paying for sex with an underage girl and then abusing his power and trying to cover it up. The billionaire politician was sentenced to 7 years in prison as a result of the guilty verdict last year. Italian prosecutors can appeal Friday's decision to Italy's highest appeals court. The final decision with the country's highest appeals court isn't likely to come before next year. Friday's ruling brings some relief to the three-time Italian prime minister, who has been fighting a myriad of judicial battles for years and is now serving community service for a separate one-year conviction for tax fraud. He'll complete that sentence, that service, in February of next year. But that guy has been fucking hosed, Jack, by all kind of shit. You know. Couple of just notes. Now, go over to philhenryshow.com if you're a Backstage Pass member. Obviously, I keep saying obviously you are. There is the button. You'll see it. BSP member. Make sure, those of you that are watching us right now, that you get over there and that you register for the drawing at the end of July, excuse me. So that's what's going to happen there. I'm all over the fucking place this morning, guys. I'm sorry. I apologize. You know, I'm just all over the motherfucking place. I don't know, you know. You know. Take a look at the news here. I don't want Berlusconi in the news. I just go to the web. All right. Let's go to our worldwide web, you know. Let's go to our news. See what else we've got. Ukraine says Malaysian airliner shot down near the Russian border. See, here's the thing. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking about it. It's a war zone. It's a war zone. It's one of those, well, who told us it was a, quote, war zone? We thought this was some kind of an internal problem in the Ukraine having to do with some, you know, rebel motherfuckers, and the Ukrainian government was dealing with it once they got the goddamn Russians out of there. But it turns out it's much more widespread than that. These pricks have got missile launchers. These are missile launchers and missiles that are believed to be on their way, by the way, to Israel, or to Palestine, where Hamas is using them against Israel. The other thing, by the way, about Palestine and Israel and Hamas and all of that other shit is the public relations war is now being waged by Hamas. All kinds of demonstrations happening across the Middle East, and this is kind of the MO. And, you know, Hamas, and I tell you, there's a couple people on Facebook. I don't mind somebody disagreeing with me, but this, you know, the whole fucking friend thing on Facebook is just, I don't know how many of you guys are on Facebook. You know, I don't take that totally. Nobody's my asshole buddy on Facebook. I mean, I have people on Facebook that I know that are really good friends of mine, but other people on Facebook that are friends are not asshole buddies, but there's this sort of general thing called a Facebook friend, and I take that sort of seriously. What that means to me is, you know, you're somebody that I may want to sit down and have a beer with one of these days, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to be friends for life, you know? And there's certain things that friends of mine would say to me that would fucking piss me off, yeah. And then we would have a talk about, and I don't give that benefit to people on Facebook. That's the difference. Unless I fucking really know you well. But if you're just somebody that I friended on Facebook, and I see you write something like, the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, are murderers, I'm going to fucking dump your fucking ass. It doesn't have to be, you know, not that you give a shit. I mean, you know, if you don't, you don't. I sure as fuck don't want to see your goddamn posts anymore, so fuck you, you know. Period. Now, you know, I'll unfriend some people, and they'll say, why did you do that? Who gives a fuck why I did it? I did it. What difference does it fucking make, you know? If I got to go and explain, you said some shit that I don't like. And then they want to argue with you about that shit. I got some of these motherfuckers that are so fucked up in the head. This one guy in Northwest, up in Washington, this fucking, if you are messaging me in the middle of the night and you're drunk, you're fucking drunk and you're insulting me, I don't want to know you. Even my friends don't do that. So fuck you. And this one guy, he can't stop. Some of these men, I mean, you know, you get females that are attracted to you, which of course is mystery enough. But some of these guys that once you unfriend their fucking queer ass, they're still hanging around you. Like this guy in Washington and this other fucked up motherfucker that I was talking to down in Georgia. Get the fuck away from me. I don't want to know you. I don't, you know, just get away from me, man. This guy messages me, and then he says the next day, I was drunk. I hope you, fuck you, asshole. Get the fuck, what do you mean I was drunk? I hope you forgive me. Yeah, sure. You're forgiven. Now get lost. And then, of course, they start to stalk you, and I swear to Christ, if these guys were fucking married, and I got out, what I ought to do is message their wives. Do you know that your husband is, he's got a secret desire for me to fuck him in the ass. I'm pretty sure that this is the case. And, well, what are you talking about? Well, I mean, here are all his messages. I mean, if I was that kind of a guy, I could really cause some fucking heartache to some of these. Of course, most of these guys are probably not married. Or I should say they are married, but they're married to a cat or a dog, you know, and the dog and the cat can't read my fucking messages. So that's not going to do any good. Most of these motherfuckers are not married to women. They're married to their fucking dog, you know. All kinds of pictures of their motherfucking dog. I love animals, but some of this shit is just like, you know, stop. Quit it. Would you just stop? Your world's dogs? Okay. Then why are you on why are you talking to humans, you know? I'm talking to other humans that like dogs. Why don't you just talk to dogs? Appeals court strikes down Oklahoma gay marriage ban. This is probably going to piss a few people off, too. More than a few people. This is the legal process, and this is something that we learned the hard way in this country because, you know, some lessons are learned very, very hard. One of them is that there's a thing called the Constitution in this country. Now, I know that on any given day, many of the brilliant people we have on the left or the right will say, the Supreme Court was wrong. I see. well, the Supreme Court is the last, you know, because you would be on the Supreme Court and you would be political with your decision doesn't mean that the very educated, learned, and very experienced judges on the Supreme Court would do the same thing. We're not judges. We're not lawyers. And even if we are judges and we are lawyers, we're not on the Supreme Court of the United States. You have to go through a vetting process. You have to go through a process where you are interrogated literally by both Republican and Democrat, conservative and liberal. You are put through this excruciating process at the end of which you ask yourself, why would I ever want to be in public service with these power-seeking, publicity-seeking pieces of shit that pass for senators and congresspeople, asking me all kinds of ridiculously beside-the-point questions because they want to score points with some fucking hillbilly constituency they got back home. Okay, well, I'm a patriot. I love my country, and I'll go ahead and do it. And you know what you get for being a patriot in this country, unless, of course, you're fighting in a war. Unless you're in the military, then it makes good press for anybody, not just politicians, but for the average citizen to go out and support them, the military. But anybody else that's a patriot, anybody that goes into public service in Washington, for instance, anybody that goes into public service locally, is looked at just as I call those guys pieces of shit, unconscionable and otherwise? Sure. Maybe what I should do is apply the same scrutiny to our military that I do to our Congress. Maybe we all should do that. Maybe we wouldn't be so goddamn patriotic. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, man. Anyway, Supreme Court of the United States says, okay, this. Well, that was wrong. Well, it may be wrong, motherfucker, but that's it. Now, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, John Madison, James Monroe, all them motherfuckers, James Madison, I should say, James Monroe, all of those motherfuckers, John Jay, in all of their wisdom in putting together the Federalist Papers upon which our Constitution then was based, in all of their wisdom in fucking up with the Articles of Confederation and fucking up with the very, you know, different ideas, you know, should we call him a king, should we not, in all of their scrutiny, some dumb cunt in 21st century America that listens to Rush Limbaugh or Rachel Maddow or whoever, those people know better as to how the system should work. So they said, well, here it is. Here's the Supreme Court. This is the judicial arm of the government. And this is the arm of the government that will interpret law and can therefore have that check and balance out the power of the other two. Checks and balances has to do with the three branches of government. It doesn't have any fucking thing to do with the legislature. How fucking stupid can you be? It has nothing to do with how many motherfuckers are in the Congress who are Democrat or Republican. Why does this keep coming up? I know the Tea Party is fucking stupid. And I also know that the people on the progressive side, are fucking stupid, but Jesus H. Christ, how fucking dumb are you? How far down do you want to drag this fucking country? Checks and balances got nothing to do with the fucking Congress. Anyway, it's time now for us to click back on and be all sunshiny and bright here. Jesus H. Christ. By the way, starting tomorrow is our BSP-only show, and we're going to get into a little bit more of that as we continue here on this here program. Yes, I will. Okay. And here we go. And now we are live with our Listen Live and our TuneIn folks. Good to be with you guys. Welcome to the show. We are about ready to kick it off here with Drake.